Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And it's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Well, it's Thursday morning. Hallelujah. The 13th day of May. Hallelujah to God. And we're here on the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah to God. We are a circle of friends. And this is our hour of power prayer. We're here under the teaching and tutelage and the Pastor Darlene Bunditch, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. Apostle Anton, I'll be facilitating this morning. My wife, wonderful bride, wife, Vandis Horsley is here with me. Hallelujah to God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I said before, this is our hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for everyone that's here. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, your presence makes me whole. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, your presence makes me whole. As we gathered here together in this hour of prayer, you said you would be with us, and you're here, and you're here. Your presence we feel. All the sick, the lame, the crippled, free from years of pain. But when you're near,
Jesus, Lord Jesus, your presence makes me whole.
Thank you, Lord. Welcome each and every one to the podcast. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence that makes us whole this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah to God. We're going to get the scripture that we read today, hallelujah to God. And so we are back here. Yes, we are. Okay. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to God. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad, blessed. We're blessed in it. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The presence of the God.
Hallelujah. Okay,
the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Okay.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. Thanks to the Most High God, our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage, and to all the great people of God this morning. We just thanking God. We're yet looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, for we know our help is coming from the Lord, who's the maker of heaven and earth. I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 3 and read 24 through 27, and it reads like this. It says, kingdom be divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Glory be to God. We give God the glory. We give him the praise, saints of God, because we know, hallelujah, where there's unity, hallelujah, especially among the people of God, there's power. That's why the enemy fights so much in the church, cause all kind of crazy foolishness to go on in the church, to go on even in marriages, go on in places of work. Even in our nation, when we look at our nation, praise God, we see so much going on, so much discord. And when there's discord, we know there's every evil work, praise God. But I'm reminded of what Jesus prayed to the Father on one occasion in St. John 17. He said, Father, make them one, speaking about the church, the kingdom of God, talking about the body of Christ, the people of God. He said, Lord, let them be one, even as we are one. And even when we read other verses in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, David said, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Because when we are on one accord, saints, in purpose, in mission, we can destroy the powers of darkness. This is what Jesus had done. Praise the Lord. Jesus had cast the devil out of many who were possessed with demons and deaf and dumb and possessed with all kinds of spirits. And the Pharisees were trying to accuse Jesus. They said, oh, he cast that demonic spirit out by his own self, Beelzebub. But Jesus had to let them know, wait a minute, I don't cast the devil out with the devil's tricks. Hey, look, I use my word, hallelujah. And we got to use the word of God. Command the devil to get up off of your mind, to get up off of your children. We can speak the words, hallelujah, of deliverance by faith, saints of God. We all got to be united in our faith in God and using the word of God to cast out darkness. Hallelujah. All we got to do is speak the word in faith. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Lord, I pray your healing virtue will begin to flow throughout my body. Wherever the pain is, we can cast that pain out. Hallelujah. By the word of God, the word of faith. Hallelujah. We don't use anything. We don't use any tools of the devil. Hallelujah. We know how to cast the devil out by the power of the word of God. Saints of God, we've got to be united in our faith. We got to be united, saints, in purpose and mission. We all must agree. We got to win the lost, saints of God. Oh, at any cost, we got to remember that soul salvation should be number one. We should all agree on that. Hallelujah. In our homes, in our churches, winning the lost at any cost is our great priority, should be our great priority. Our priorities in the mornings, as you all do, you gather, you get together, and you pray. Hallelujah. So important that we ought to pray individually as well as collectively. When we open our eyes in the morning, we all must agree that we got to give God the glory, because, hallelujah, he gave us breath to see another day. We ought to be worshiping him. We ought to be praising him. Hallelujah. We must agree to worship and praise our God, to pray, to make time to spend quiet moments with the Lord throughout the day, especially in times like this. We must be in agreement, saints of God, that we are going to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go, saints. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Saints of God, we got to be in agreement, hallelujah, that Jesus comes first in our families. Hallelujah. Jesus comes first in our workplaces. Jesus comes first. Whatever we are doing, we got to put Jesus first. We have to give him first place. Hallelujah. In our daily walk, hallelujah. We must be united in our actions and our deeds. Saints of God, we got to love one another. We got to keep on forgiving one another. Praise the Lord. Even as God forgave us, we got to forgive others. You know, so many people keep adding up what's the wrongs of others, keep adding up until finally there's what you call a root of bitterness. Hallelujah. The word of God speaks against that we should never harbor a seeds of bitterness against anyone, whether someone in your family, someone at the church. What you do is get it straight with that person. If that person has offended you, you go to that person. Jesus already said that we need to make place for offenses. Offenses will come, y'all. All we have to do is someone offend us, go to that person and ask that person, please forgive me. If they have done something to you, say, you know, you took something from me the other day. I had it sitting right here. You took it. I saw you take it. And that person may say, well, you know what? I thought it was mine. I had a situation like that happen. Somebody took my Bible, and I thought they recognized that was my Bible, but we had the same Bible. So, you know, mistakes happen. We have to go to the person, get it straight, and then ask God to forgive us for harboring that ill feeling I had against my sister. I thought she took it maliciously, but she didn't. So we have to learn, saints of God, to do this thing God's way. Make sure that you get peace with your brother. Then you come to the altar. Then you pray. A lot of people are sick today. I'm sorry to say that. But many people are going through all kind of mental distress. That's not necessary. All they have to do is do it God's way. Give it to Jesus. Give the problem to him, and he will direct our path to get it right. Then our healing will spring forth when we do it God's way, y'all. We got to remember Proverbs 4 lets us know that God's word is God's medicine. Praise the Lord. We got to be united in our forgiveness. We got to know that Jesus said, I believe it's in Matthew 5, he said, love those who persecute you. And, they do you wrong. You know they're doing you wrong. But remember, God says, vengeance is mine. You know, when it comes to this racial situation, everybody got to judge their hearts. Make sure your heart is pure. Don't let evilness take root in it because of what the so-called, they call it the white man did this. Whatever. Look, we got to move on. We got to forgive them, and let's move on now. Let's show the love of God. Let's forgive, because Jesus said if we don't forgive people of their past sins, then God's not going to forgive us either. You know, a lot of people hold grudges against what happened in the past. True, black people were persecuted. The Jews were persecuted. But we have to do these, get these offenses straight and recognize that we got to forgive the sins of the past. And let's move on. Let's love one another. This is it's very sad when we think about our government. I'm going to let Elder Horson go. I didn't mean to talk this much, but I just want to say that even in this government system that we find ourselves in, we see the Republicans against the Democrats, and it shouldn't be that way. Someone should take the higher road. Let's pray together. Let's try to get some godly legislation out. Let's work together to make the United States better. That's why it's important that we, as people of God, we must intercede. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal the land. We need a great spirit of repentance to truly pierce the hearts of men and women everywhere. That's why it's important to support the Circle of Friends ministry with Pastor Darlene Bundage, because her message goes throughout the world, and it's causing people, men and women, boys and girls, to be saved. We got to support ministries that's doing worldwide outreaches, because this is, hallelujah, should be the purpose and the mission of every Christian, to see that every person gets the opportunity to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks to God, we cast out Satan by the power of the word of God. We cast out Satan, thanks to God, by speaking God's word, by decreeing and declaring God's word. Hallelujah. If you're dealing with sickness, you can always use the book of Isaiah. Isaiah says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And by his stripes we know that we are healed. Hallelujah. So our healing will come through the word of God. Hallelujah. God is good, saints. We got to recognize that his word is holy. He even tells us that there was occasion, and I'm concluding right now. There was an occasion where the disciples went out to do the work of the Lord, and they could not cast the devil out of this young man. But Jesus, they asked Jesus, they said, Jesus, why we couldn't cast the devil out? In Mark 9:29, Jesus replied to them and said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. This is what Pastor Darlene has us doing. Praise the Lord, and we need to continue to ask God to help us to fast daily. We need to live a fasted life, y'all. In times like these, we need to live a consecrated life where we are denying ourselves, hallelujah, of certain things. We're eating or saying, Lord, I'm not going to watch so much TV. I'm not going to deal with the social media. You know, we have to, Jesus said, if any man come after me, you know, let him take up his cross. Let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Saints of God, if we are going to get victory over Satan, over our own flesh, our own selves, we've got to be fasted up. We got to be prayed up. We got to stay in the word of God. We got to continue to praise and worship the Lord. There's no other way that we can overcome evil but by doing good. How do we know to do good? Because the Bible tells us. The Bible says don't overcome evil with evil. He said overcome evil by good. Hallelujah. Do you know that perfect love cast out fear, and with fear there's hatred and all these other demonic spirits connected to fear. But if we walk in the love of Jesus, saints, that devil can't touch you. Hallelujah. So we are going to continue to be prayerful, because many of us are standing in the gap, our children, our grandchildren, and this is what it's all about. The devil's trying to cause families to be in division, marriages to be in division, because you know when there's unity, hallelujah, the devil got to move. You will find that the churches that have the most power, marriages that have the most power, they're using the word of God. There's no other way that a church can be victorious, an organization can be victorious, a ministry can be victorious, except the people come together as one. I believe the word of God says, how can two walk together except they agree? See, but this is the mission of Satan, saints. The devil come to steal, to kill, destroy. He come to destroy unity, y'all. We've got to be aware of the devices of Satan, y'all. We got to understand, my problem is not my sister, my problem is not my brother, but it's a spirit there that may not be right. We got to cast it out in the name of Jesus. But we have to do it by faith. Do it in love, y'all. It's so important that we exemplify love. And God bless you all. But just remember, saints of God, let's dwell together in the spirit of unity and love. We're not going to let the devil divide us. We're not going to let lies divide us. You know, we could think about former President Trump, how a lie got started and how it caused a whole lot of mess in our country. Let's be unifiers, y'all. Let's be peacemakers. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We love you dearly. And here's Elder. I'm sorry, Elder. Elder going to get on me after what.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's hallelujah. As Pastor told us for years, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for this hour of power prayer here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We thank God for the circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the unity of the Spirit here. Hallelujah to God. So we thank God for this morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank God for your prayers. Brother Campbell, they still have him at work. He didn't lose his job. The problem is that it probably was, because God works miracles so great in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. They just don't have a truck for him to drive, and my truck went down yesterday. Hallelujah to God. And that was something else too. So we got to need two trucks up, hallelujah to God. Just pray for people that are working, hallelujah to God. And what's on my mind this morning is that a lot of people have gotten their stimulus check, hallelujah to God, and I'm not going to labor on that there. But they pray that they will cancel with the money, because if the storm season comes, I was thinking about it as we went to service last night, and the rain season is coming in, especially for us, our job, it shifts stuff over to Puerto Rico, so that would mess up. So then you have to put something like the pastor office, like the ante, you have to put stuff away for the rainy day or for the season, hallelujah to God. Squirrel puts away the little acorns and stuff for when the winter come, hallelujah to God. And we have to be prepared, because things are changing rapidly, and they happen in rapid sensation, especially even the time just seem to go by so fast, hallelujah to God, especially in this hour of power of prayer. But hallelujah, we thank God for it, and we praise God for it. I was thinking about how blessed it is to be able to wake up in the morning, and how blessed it is to come to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry, come to the radio this time of morning, and be able to worship and praise God and the power and the consistency that God blesses and how you answer prayer, hallelujah to God. Just believing for God to continuously to work the miracles, hallelujah to God, and to strengthen, praying also that you be able to receive what God is doing, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for this Thursday morning, glory to God in the highest. I just wanted to read either quote, whichever one comes first, just Matthew's 6 and 9, where he said, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Those three verses let us know that God is there, he's sovereign, that we want that power of God to be here, and it's here every morning with us here on Blog Talk Radio. As the pastor alluded to yesterday morning, when the hour of power of prayer comes, just begin to speak, if the phone is muted, just begin to speak that request out to the Lord, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. And know that the power of God is here, hallelujah to God, that the kingdom is coming, holy is God's name. And when we ask the Lord for the daily bread, just that bread, he's providing that provision, hallelujah to God. In that case, he's providing that healing, deliverance, hallelujah to God. He's providing jobs, he's providing protection for the children, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And he's going to lead you and guide you that the life that you're living here on the earth, hallelujah to God, in your community, hallelujah to God. That's where the kingdom is. The kingdom has come to you, has come to that area, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. And we're going to get to your name and we're going to get the prayer request and we're going to go and worship in the Lord, and hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for being here. I was wondering, you know, I was wondering, the Lord had illuminated something for me. I heard it when it got illuminated. Mother's Day had passed just last Sunday, and happy Mother's Day to everybody. And in Proverbs 31, it spoke about who could find a virtuous woman. In your time, I don't have time to open that up and to read all that right now. But when it speaks about a virtuous woman, I think it's 31 and 7 to 10, 7, around there, 7, between 7 and 10, it starts up. But it says that her price is far above rubies. Then it lists all of her resume of the virtuous woman. And I put that with that God said, when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. And then it came to, that's why the devil fights marriages so hard. Because you have two people with a position. One, the man is a stand at the head of the house, hallelujah to God. And the woman is virtuous. She's a worker there. She raised the children. And it's a wide variety. Not everyone have their gifts and in their places. But she could do a lot of things. She could take the field and consider it, hallelujah to God. She gets up early and everything. But the resume of the woman. I want to say all the things that she could do. I mean, the adversary is just busy fighting that. He's just busy fighting that. He's fighting the power of agreement there where there's two or three together. He will be in the midst. All your healing, deliverance, your children, outcome, hallelujah to God. Everything is right there in the midst, right there in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for it. So when we pray so hard for marriages, and we pray and also now for people to have that that will get married. Now, that's not an age thing. It's a matter of it's not good to be alone, man or male or female. Hallelujah to God. And you need to, and when you find that good person, you have to respect them and reverence them and go forth in the name of Jesus. By just listening to the broadcast, you can see how the adversary is just fighting marriage. And he said, forgive us our sins. Hallelujah to God. Forgiveness. If that house is divided, that's exactly what he comes to do. He comes to chop that bad boy right in half. And, you know, it's not going to stand. It's going to fall to one side or the other. Hallelujah to God. But the thing is, the Bible also speaks that before he could come in, he have to bind up the person of the house with argument and confusion, hallelujah to God. Then he's able to spoil the house, hallelujah to God. And when you look at the marriage statistic and the homeless, not the homeless people as well, but when you look at it and the families that are divided, and they have even institutions for children that have no parents, hallelujah to God, and everything, you know, it's time to pray, say to God. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that also shall he reap. This is a time to pray. It's not time to be slipping and sliding, hallelujah to God. It's not the time when we came up, we had time, we had parents that were devoted to praising the Lord and would keep an eye out, hallelujah to God. Things was a little bit more settled. But as we get closer to this time here, with the wars and the rumors of war and the war that's going on over there and the fight going over there in Israel, these are the signs of the time, and the weather's out of sync, hallelujah to God, and the social unrest. It's a time when the Lord could come back anytime. Don't be caught like the children in Genesis at the time of the flood. Heard preaching 120 years. It's going to rain, it's going to rain, it's going to rain. And they still were married and giving in marriage, hallelujah to God. But right now they're going, they're making ideas, opening businesses, going to entrepreneurship, going about waiting for things to open up, hallelujah to God, that it's going to get back to somewhat it is. And all we have to do is bump hands, put a mask on our face, hallelujah to God. But sin always stunk in the nostril of God. So you see, God had on a face mask, hallelujah to God, ever since Genesis, hallelujah to God, when that day in the garden, hallelujah to God, that both was activated that sin of death, hallelujah to God. But we have to worship God. We have to praise God. We're going to see what Pastor Dolly had. We're going to get your name, hallelujah to God, and we're going to continue in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, and the prayer deliverance ministry. Hallelujah to God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord is here, and we want to worship and praise the Lord. We want to give praise, because a lot of times the Lord may give Pastor something while we're praying. When the Spirit of God starts moving, the broadcast is live. I want to encourage you to support, hallelujah to God. No offering is too small, hallelujah to God. Pastor will probably give you the site number, the website to reach if you want to send by card or the Cash App or something. The money is needed because I believe that God is going to expand, hallelujah to God, and get better equipment, hallelujah to God. And God is always moving forward, hallelujah to God. He said if you're faithful in a little bit, then you'll be faithful in much, hallelujah to God. Don't forget that you don't have enough support, you know, to getting up, to preparing the program, to keep the books and everything. A lot of things have to be done here, and this is good ground to sow in, hallelujah to God. Just wants the word of that encourage you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But we're here on Prayer Deliverance Ministry, and we are the circle of friends. We thank God for everyone that is here. We see what Pastor Darlene had, hallelujah. Pastor Darlene.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Good to hear to hear the wonderful word that came forth this morning. And one of the things that stuck out for me was we must win the loss at any cost. Thank you, Evangelist Wonderland, for sharing the word this morning and expounding on the scripture of the week. And Apostle Horst, we appreciate the both of you for being here and getting us started with some hints in the beginning. We're just grateful for what God is doing. Thank God for everyone who does sow into the ministry. And I just pray that God continues to bless you abundantly, whether it's your time, your talent, or your tenth, whatever it is that you sow, your finances. We do know that God blesses and increases and enlarges us as we go forward. I do appreciate anyone who would make a contribution to the effort in Zimbabwe that Pastor Scholastica has shared with us concerning the children. We've sown into that that ministry. That's a ministry for the children there that Pastor Scholastica has in her heart to help those children, because I've been over there, and a lot of those children don't have much of anything. So anything that you could sow to help that effort would be great, because they do need uniforms there. So I'm grateful for you all. Thank you. She is doing so much better. That last operation that she had was successful. And we're grateful that we are coming here on a consistent basis, and we are unified here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And because of that unity, we continue to hear the testimonies. We have been hearing these testimonies down through the years of different ones that need help. God has blessed. He's healed. He's delivered. He's restored marriages, and he's still can restore marriages that may be on the rocks right now. That is something that we continue to pray for. Those single people who desire to be married, we believe that God will bring the the men will find the women, and they will find a good thing, and they will be favored of the Lord, and the women will be blessed as a result of that. The entire marriage will be blessed. So I thank everyone for being here. I thank you for just knowing that we pray, and God opens doors. He moves mountains as we come in faith believing. So that is what I wanted to share this morning, and I hope that everybody is having a good day, and that you will continue as we go forward in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah to God. We want to move right along in this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. The lines are open. We want to get the names of the people that are here, and if you have a prayer request, and if you're able to pray. If you're not able to pray, please say so, hallelujah to God, and we will continue in this hour of power of prayer. We feel the presence of the Lord is here. I feel that it's a time to really worship God, because the bottom line is that the adversary is after you. He came to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And we don't need it. We have enough of that going on all over the place. So we want to press in the praise and the worship and the talking to God. Hallelujah to God. And we want to move right along in this hour of power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. So the lines are open. You can give your name at this time. Glory to God.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. My prayer this morning is for all our families, the children. We got to continue to keep on and be persistent with our children and keeping them in prayer from peer pressure and from the suicidal spirit, and just to continue just to pray for them and our families all over this nation, in Jesus' name.
Amen. We will pray.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you. Listening in agreement, and I just thank God for his word, and I'm just excited with what God is doing. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Scholastic, while you're there, what was the, what did you say, how much was the uniform there?
The full attire is $250 for a child. That includes the winter uniform and the summer uniform for a per child.
Amen. It's $250 for the seasonal uniform with this. That's really good. Okay. Stop, man. Maybe we start getting they start texting a Cash App and into the ministry. Maybe somebody got $50, another have $50. Somebody can pay the whole thing. We want to do the missionary work. Hallelujah to God. It's very important to do the missionary work. Hallelujah to God. And
that's right.
We want to do that so that you will be blessed. You know, they said, oh, you sow a lot of money into the ministry, those that count the money. I said, I don't count church money. I said, well, why did you sow? I said, because there's a blessing in the sowing, hallelujah to God. And what happened, as long as you're giving, your hand would not be empty. I have sown at the time within. I have sown, and then there was special offerings and things and everything, and God has been blessing
as
we came through the pandemic
a
whole year, hallelujah to God, and God has blessed.
Okay.
I remember when I had the operation a year or so ago, a lot of people, I thank God, that's what it was, the people started bringing money to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask nobody for no money. They bought the money because God had laid it on their heart. They said, how are you making it? Gave the wife money. Went to, how are you making it if you're not working and you're just home? I never gave it a thought. I just knew that God would provide it. He's our Father. That he provides that provision.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And I also ran into people that try to run to the bank and put everything in there and said, well, that's enough. I got to have. But God is our Father.
Yes.
Almighty God.
That's right.
Is our Father.
That's right.
He's rich in houses and land.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein.
Amen.
So here at the Pray Deliverance Ministry, the Circle of Friends, we believe in sowing. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
And if you sow, you're going to reap. Hallelujah to God.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, someone else is on the call. You'll see. Well, you'll send that back now.
In the name of Jesus. From the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. For thou art with us, that running has death. In the mighty name of Jesus, thou prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cup runneth over. And mercy. I said mercy. New mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. For we are strong in you, Lord, in the power of your might, Father. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God. Through the pulling of our strong arms, down imagination, and In the mighty name of
Him, you don't have time to complain. You don't have time to be down and out when you're praising God, because you're focused on Him and you're focused on what He is to us. Yes. He is everything to us. He's our father, our mother, our sister, our brother. He's everything. There's a song we used to sing that spoke to that. And we thank the Lord today because He can be unto you just what you believe Him to be. So we thank God this morning for everyone who has joined us. Thank God for those who are listening silently. We appreciate everyone who comes, who is in agreement with what God is doing. We believe that you get up in the morning to come and be in agreement with God. And that's why we are here. And that's why we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are pointing people to Jesus Christ. That is the whole point, is for us to be a light in a dark world and to help others to come to Jesus. That is why we are here, and that's why we are alive. It's not just that we are saved and we're sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and on fire for God and on our way to heaven. Yeah, that's good too, but we want to share the gospel with other people, to keep the prayers going, to let them know, let people know that Jesus is there for them too. So each and every one of us has a responsibility to share the gospel when you have opportunity, whether it's on the telephone, you could do it on a text, you could do it on any of these social media platforms. Just share what God has done and just be kind and loving. That is the thing, to be a loving person, to have a kind heart, to share love, because God is love, and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. That is the word that tells us that. So we thank God for everyone. And this morning I decree that each and every one of us are blessed and we cannot be cursed. I decree that we shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. And I decree this morning that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is with us. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. I decree that we have been given the power to get wealth, and we are in a wealthy place spiritually as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of the things that we need shall be added unto us. And as we obey and serve the Lord, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. And I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming. Thousands of dollars are coming. Hundreds of dollars are coming. Depending on what you believe God to do according to our faith, so be it done unto us. And I decree this morning for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. I decree this morning that we send it back to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So I thank everyone who has sown into my life, into our ministry, and that either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I also decree that Lord God of our fathers will make you 1,000 times more than what you are today and bless you as he has promised you, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. Let us rejoice each and every day because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. He is putting us in a sure place, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. I love each and every one of you. I pray that you continue to love me back, and we will love each other and love people into the kingdom. That is what we want to do. Go in peace. Have a beautiful day. Have a wonderful life, and know that God is singing over us with joy. Amen. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and of offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, That's blogtalk.com. Prayer, praise, deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.